Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman continues to search for the letter revealing his double identity, he unwittingly places a friend's life in jeopardy.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know what I heard the other day? Well, somebody told me that one of the fellows in the gang was so thrilled and excited when he heard that Kellogg's Pep is putting out a brand new series of comic buttons, well, he practically stood up and cheered. Yes, sir, and I'll bet you'll feel like that, too, when you get one of these new Pep comic buttons. It'll be one of your old favorite funny sheet characters, you know, like Goofy and Beezy from Harold Teen, or Barney Google, or Superman himself, or any one of 18 new and different buttons, each one a real humdinger for color and sparkle. You'll get a big kick out of collecting these Pep comic buttons and swapping duplicates with your pals and wearing your collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. Maybe you'll want to start a race with somebody to see who can collect the most Pep comic buttons the soonest. And say, here's the payoff, gang. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. You can't even buy these swell comic buttons anywhere. All you do is ask Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep and look for your prize inside every package. Yes, and Pep's a prize when it comes to good eating, too. Tastes a doggone sunny and delicious. It helps breakfast start off your day in high. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
While Clark Kent searches desperately for a lost letter in which his identity as Superman is revealed, he is unaware that it is in the possession of two pickpockets called Eyebrows and Buster. At first, an investigation of Kent led the thieves to believe the letter was written as a joke on the young reporter, who they were informed is a mild young man lacking in physical courage. But when an advertisement in the Daily Planet offered a reward of $1,000 for the return of the letter unopened, Eyebrows decided that meant Kent must be Superman, realizing that if he could prove it, he could sell his information to the underworld for a fortune. Eyebrows told his confederate,
"Tonight, Buster, I'm going to prove that Clark Kent is Superman."
As we continue, it is later that evening, and the city room of the Daily Planet is almost deserted. In his office, Clark Kent is anxiously pacing the floor as Editor Perry White enters. Listen.
Anything new, Kent?
Oh, not a thing, Chief.
Papers have been on the street almost 3 hours. Surely whoever found the letter must have seen the ad by now.
Yes, I suppose so.
On page one of every evening paper in Metropolis.
I know. But look, Kent, maybe nobody's found the letter.
Oh, somebody must have found it. You had it today at noon before you went to the observatory on Mount Arthur, didn't you?
Yes, but...
And it isn't anywhere in our shop, nor at the observatory, nor in the taxicab you rode in. So either someone picked your pocket or you dropped it outside and somebody found it.
Well, I suppose I lost it on the street and the street cleaner shoveled it up. It might be on the city junk pile.
No, it isn't. I looked.
You looked? When?
A little while ago.
Oh. Say, what are you talking about?
Huh?
It would take you a month to go through that 5 acres of trash on the city heap.
Don't be silly.
Silly? Wait, where are you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chief. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insulting. It's just that I'm very worried. I was hoping that ad would bring results so that the police or Candy Myers or maybe Batman would turn up something, but I'm starting to think I'm out of luck.
You? Why are you out of luck?
Huh? Oh, I mean Superman is.
Now, listen, Kent. I've been giving this matter a great deal of thought. I still can't figure it out. Of course, I have no idea what could be in that letter, but whatever it is, I can't see how it could harm Superman.
Well, I wish I could explain it to you, Chief.
You mean you know? Do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, for Pete's sake, tell me. What's in it? Maybe I can help somehow.
No, you can't help, Chief, and I can't tell you what's in the letter.
Well, how do you know? Why don't you tell me anyhow?
Because I can't.
Why not? Did Superman swear you to secrecy when you were up on the planet Apollo with him?
Well, I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Oh, what kind of an answer is that? Either he did or he didn't.
Well, he...
Now, look here, Kent. All this is beginning to sound cockeyed to me.
But I...
I'm getting a sort of strange idea, too, about
just
you.
A minute, Chief. Maybe that's about the ad. Hello?
That you, Clark?
Yes, who is it?
Well, this is Bruce.
Who?
Bruce Wayne. You know, Batman.
Oh, hello, Bruce. Oh, sorry, didn't register for a moment. Look, have you had any luck?
Well, no, but...
No, who's that?
Bruce Wayne.
Listen.
That playboy.
I've thought of something that may be very important. Can you come over here?
Well, I don't know. Somebody might come in yet in answer to the ad, and I think I should be here in case...
Look, leave word you're with me at the Boulevard Club. If anybody shows up, the switchboard girl can phone you, and you can hop right back as super... Well, you know what I mean.
Well...
It's really important, Clark.
Okay, then. I'll arrange things here and be right over.
Good. You'll find me in the dining room.
Why don't you order something, Clark? You probably haven't eaten all day.
As a matter of fact, I haven't, but I don't feel much like eating. I'm too worried.
I know, but just the same, you should eat. I'll order
something. No, please, Bruce. No, I haven't time. Just tell me what you wanted to see me about.
Okay, here it is. First, it occurred to me that anybody reading that letter probably wouldn't believe it.
Oh, now look, Bruce, if you're trying to cheer me up with false...
No, now listen to me. I'm the only person in the world who knows you're Superman, right?
Well, you were the only one. Till that letter was lost.
Let me finish. Now, except for me, everyone else thinks you're a mild, timid guy, even a bit of a sissy. Isn't that so?
Yeah, I suppose. Although I think Perry White began to get suspicious tonight.
Oh, forget him. I'm sure anybody else would laugh at the idea of your being Superman.
But when they read the letter...
They'll probably still laugh. Or else, and this is why I had to see you, Clark, they'd try to test you.
Test me? You mean try to find out if I really am Superman?
Exactly. If whoever has that letter believes what it says and realizes the value of his information, he might try something like, well...
Firing a shot at me?
Maybe. Or pushing you out of a high window or something like that.
Yeah.
The important thing is that until we find that letter, I think you've got to be on your guard every second.
You're right, Bruce. How can I protect myself? Suppose somebody walks up behind me and fires a shot at my back. The bullet will bounce off me and he'll know the truth.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, there's only one thing I can think of to do.
What's that?
Somebody's got to be with you every minute.
Huh?
Keep his eyes open and help you cover up in case anything happens. And that can only be... yours truly.
Oh, I hate to ask you to do that, Bruce.
Oh, now forget it. It's vitally important that your identity as Superman remains a secret.
I know, but...
Besides, I know that you'd do as much for me if my identity as Batman were threatened. Now, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay,
but...
then it's settled. Now, what are your plans? Where are you going from here?
I'm going to the office and see if anyone came in about that ad and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think this thing out some more.
Okay, you call your office. I'll settle my dinner check and meet you out in the lobby.
Right.
As Clark Kent and Batman leave the Boulevard Club to go the short distance to Kent's apartment, two skulking figures drop from the fire escape on Kent's apartment house into the dark alley. Swiftly, they scuttle across the street, where they crouch in the dark shadows of a church overlooking Kent's building.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, that's Kent's apartment up there, Buster, see? Those windows on the sixth floor corner.
I don't like this, eyebrows. Suppose he can tell we was up there.
How's he gonna tell?
Well, we might have left something.
No. I made sure we didn't leave anything. Not even a fingerprint.
But
I kept my gloves on the whole time I worked. Now remember, as soon as we see Kent's lights go on, you beat it to that drugstore in the corner. Call him up. And when he picks up the phone to answer, we'll know if he's Superman or not.
How'll we know?
How? Didn't I explain it to you, stupid? The telephone receiver will blow up in his face.
Holy smokes.
If nothing happens to Kent, we'll know he's Superman. And you and I won't have to pick another pocket as long as we live. We'll be millionaires.
But suppose he ain't Superman?
Well, then it's too bad. Because when he picks up the receiver, he won't even be Kent anymore. He'll just be a lot of little pieces.
Jeepers, that'll be murder.
Yeah, I don't like that part of it myself. But you gotta take big chances for $1 million.
Look at eyebrows. Let's let go through with this. Let's sneak up there again and take the soup out of the phone. Come on.
Hey, are you nuts, Buster?
Nah, look. We've been doing okay. Maybe we ain't rich, but we've been eating pretty regular and not getting caught and sent up too often. Why should we take a chance like this and maybe wind up in the hot seat?
Don't worry. We're not winding up in any hot seat.
We might. Look, listen to me,
now,
eyebrows.
Look, this is a chance in a lifetime, a chance to hit the jackpot. Now, shut up. Keep your eyes on Kent's windows.
But eyebrows, look, I...
Wait. Look.
What?
Kent's lights just went on.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
All right, go on. Beat it. Get over to that drugstore and call him up.
But...
Get going, I said. I'll stay here till I hear the explosion. Then I'll meet you back at the hotel. Go on, hurry up.
Okay, eyebrows. I sure hope this works out like you say. Okay, I promise. I sure hope this works out like you say.
Sit down and relax, Bruce. I'll call the office and see if anybody showed up about the letter.
But you called just a minute ago from the drugstore on the corner, Clark.
I know, but there might have...
Jim said he'd call you here the moment anyone showed up. So you relax. You've got to keep your wits about you, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I'll change my shirt first.
What for? Where are you going?
I'm going to wait here an hour or two and then go out again. Be with you in a moment.
Okay, take your time.
Well, that may be Jim now.
There we are. I'll answer it.
Taking but one step to the telephone on the table, Bruce Wayne, who is really the famous Batman, reaches for the receiver, in which is set a trap that means certain death for anyone in the world but Superman. We'll know what happens in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, there's certainly been a load of excitement around these last couple of weeks, ever since I broke the news about that new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. All the fellows and girls in the gang are getting set to collect all 18 of these new comic strip characters. Better get going on your collection, too, because you won't want to miss out on the fun. First, it's a thrill to see which button you find every time you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Maybe it's a funny paper character that you don't have yet, like the Little Moose, or maybe Brenda Starr, or Superman himself. Or if it's a duplicate, then it's fun to find out which one of your pals has a different button that you can swap with him. So how about asking Mom right now to get you plenty of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep? That's how easy it is to get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find one in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Pep, the sunshine cereal, you know. Pep, the whole wheat flakes with a come-on flavor for breakfast. So golden toasted and crisp that, well, you practically can't resist them. Pep's good for you, too. Sure, Mom knows that. So remind her to stock up on P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Unaware that the receiver of Clark Kent's telephone has been transformed by eyebrows into a deadly booby trap, Bruce Wayne, who is really the famous Batman, is about to remove the receiver to answer a call when Clark Kent, halfway across the room, shouts...
Drop that phone, Bruce!
What?
Drop it, I said! It's loaded with nitroglycerin!
Clark Kent's X-ray vision perceives the explosive in the receiver and he leaps forward. A deafening explosion rocks the room. Then Bruce Wayne shouts Kent's name and falls to the floor. What has happened to Batman? Has Eyebrow's vicious scheme to test Superman's identity taken the life of an innocent man? A man who stands almost as high in service to humanity as the Man of Steel himself? Don't miss Monday's smashing episode. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal.
Think of the wonderful toasty things that taste good on a frosty morning, and you think of something crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sure, there's that name again, slips in every time. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. Just seems to go with words like crisp and crunchy. It's such a toasty kind of cereal, sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. So when you think of good tasting words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, that means crumbles for breakfast, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Center.